It is great to see people proclaiming their faith by being here to worship and looking unto God and to be thankful to God. Last week, you know, our lesson was on do not be alarmed. Safe and secure from all alarm. We had to follow up this Sunday with it is safe. And obviously it comes from the passage of Scripture this morning. It is safe. But for you it is safe. But you know what? What happens when you keep telling your children the same thing? Huh? Don't touch it. It's hot. Stay away from it. It's evil. You know, keep telling people don't buy those cars that aren't what I like to drive. Just a little bit. But I thought this passage very unique. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious. But for you it is safe. It's not tedious to get up and come to worship service. It's not tedious to be reminded how precious Jesus is. It's not tedious to be reminded how precious salvation is. It's not tedious to be with brothers and sisters in Christ. It is safe. It is safe. You know, you heard that saying before, go to the safe place. Go to your safe place. I've heard it before. I don't know what it means. My safe place is in Jesus. My safe place is opening God's holy word to direct my heart and my mind. Whether it's a great day and I'm full of triumph, or whether it's a bad day and I've had trials and I haven't represented the kingdom of heaven as I had wished. I should be able to be safe and secure from all alarms at the end of the day. But you know what? If I was to go around the room this morning and say, what are you tired of in your life? What's tedious in your life? Don't look at your spouse. Okay? Nope. Don't do that. Just kidding a little bit. But if it is that situation in your life, you better turn to Jesus and ask for some help. Because he's the one that's going to help you and guide your heart back to a restored relationship. That's a neat thing about that. You know, we all want to get along with everybody, right? Well, hopefully we do, being children and servants of the kingdom of heaven. But we work with people that I don't care whether you like me or not. And I don't care if we get along or not. That happens. That's part of life. For us to recognize that when we get in those situations with folks, we got to forgive them. We've got to forgive them like Jesus would. It's safe to forgive. I got highlighted in here also in this passage this morning, who worship God in spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Folks, I tell you what. It's tough not to rely on myself, you know. It's tough to rely on others. It's even tougher to rely on Jesus to direct our minds and our thoughts and our hearts. Because if it was easy, folks, this place would be packed full. Satan wants to win over our thoughts and minds and our hearts. And he's always working on us. But to be reminded that our confidence should be in Jesus. Confidence in Jesus. I'll give you an example. I would love to have a safe to put all my guns in. Now, I've never had a gun stolen. Okay? I don't have big, super high expensive guns. I got a handful of them. A little hunting, a little shooting, a little different things. You know? I got different guns for different reasons. But I like to have a real nice safe. And I walk by them when I walk through Menards or Gander Mountain or, you know, one of those places. And I look at the safes. Man, I like to have one of them. But you know what? For $2,000 safe, I could buy almost all my guns over again. Sometimes we put our hearts in a safe and our plans, just like that. I could buy that safe. But what's it protecting me from? It costs more than what my guns do. Now, that just tells you that I'm a cheapskate, I guess, when I buy guns, but and or how many I have. But where do you put your heart and your thoughts? Do you put it in Jesus as a safe? Do you look to Him as a safe place? Do you look to God's holy word to direct your mind and thoughts? Or do you look elsewhere? I got a habit sometimes on the way home. I pray, I got a habit of praying on the way to work, but on the way home, I'm on the phone. Now, I don't hold it. I got hands free. So I just push the button. Call people because I just feel like talking. I'm thinking to myself, well, I wonder why I do that. Maybe I ought to start the habit of praying on the way home also. But what's safe? It is safe. For you, it's not tedious. Why? Paul says this. These things I have counted loss for Christ. It's safe, folks, to be reminded we've given up things. We've said no to sin. That's safe. There's not safety in sin, folks. The excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. There's safety in knowing the truth. The way, the truth, and the life. I mentioned this morning in Bible class about talking about ordering a car and buying a car and saying, you know what? Take the seat belts out. Take the windshield out. Take the airbags out. Okay? Take all the automatic brakes out. I just want to be out there and be free in the breeze. I want to be free in the wind and drive down the road. And most people think, you're crazy. That's how we do sometimes when we walk through life without Jesus. I want to be free. I want to do my own thing. I don't need the safety net of Jesus. Satan's picking you apart in your mind and your heart when you do that, folks. The excellency, the safety is in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yeah, I want to be found in a car that's got a windshield and airbags and seat belts and all that stuff. But more than that, we want to be found in Him, in Christ. In Christ. It's far safer, folks, to be in Christ than outside of Him. Why? We may attain a resurrection from the dead. That we may have faith in Him. That we may know Him. And guide him and direct him. We talked this morning in Bible class about why there are so many different doctrines and creeds outside of just following Jesus in the Bible. Because their faith is not in Christ. Partial faith, but a partial faith isn't a saving faith, folks. A saving faith is an obedient faith. It says all. I'll follow you, Jesus, no matter what. Not just on Sundays, just not when I'm feeling good, not just when I need some help. You're safe all the time, Jesus, to be in my heart. That's tough to do, folks. That's tough. That's tough to open up our hearts and say, Jesus, come in here and help me with my thoughts and my concerns and my life. Because, as this passage says, Paul even said, right? I've counted all things for Christ. Oh, that's confidence in the flesh when I say, Jesus, I'll get by today without you. Jesus, I'll make it okay on just a little bit. I'm safe without listening to you today. But Paul says it's not tedious to open your heart to Jesus. It's not tedious to say, God, help me. Folks, we're a strong, blessed people in this history, point in history of the world. We can do things on our own. Women have been empowered more than they ever have in the history of the world. At least in our country. Okay? We have been empowered. How many of us, I know we think our bosses are slave owners, but how many of us have ever had to work for nothing? Besides when we were kids, working for mom and dad, you know? Most of us get a fair day's wage for fair day's worth of work. We are blessed. We can get by on our own. I got confidence in the flesh. I'm making it through school. I've got a degree. I've got money in the bank. But as old John Anderson said, your love's better than money in the bank. Jesus' love is better than money in the bank. His safe is far better than any safe that's at the bank. As we continue to think about it is safe this morning, let's look at a passage from Psalm. And it is written in Psalm 141, Lord, I cry out to you, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense. The lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. And do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteousness strike me. It shall be a kindness. And let him rebuke me. It shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it. For still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I escape safely. Well, what did the psalmist say? How's you escaping safely? And this part's convicting to me, folks, because it's something I struggle with. Set a guard, Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. I'd said something this last week I wish I hadn't said. Was it probably truthful? Yes. But I wish I could erase it from the history of time and from somebody's memory. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity. Folks, it's safe to turn off your Snapchat. It's safe to turn off Twitter. It's safe to stay away from social media. It's safe. It's not tedious to open your Bible. Buy two screens for your computer. Every time you get on your computer, pull up the Bible. So you got your Bible there, and you got whatever else you're going to look at. For me, I look at race sites. I look at Facebook. Okay? I spend time on social media on that part of it. Where's my safety at? Where's my comfort zone? If you're not comfortable opening the Word of God, fall on your knees and ask for help. Because that's where your safety really is. It's not tedious to listen to God. It is safe. In Proverbs chapter 1, it mentions wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses, at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded, because you disdain all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Now, folks, we're not talking physical, we're talking spiritual. But whoever listens to me, you know what? It's not Jesus just didn't bring this thought. My yoke is easy, my burden is light, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me. God said it from his book of love since the beginning of time. People just won't listen. We need to be careful we don't fall in the same trap of not listening to God. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil, without fear of spending eternity without God, without missing heaven. Proverbs chapter 3, it is written, the Lord by his wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. I don't know about you, but hobbling around with a broken foot is not fun, is it, sister? No. And sometimes in our lives, folks, we hobble around with a broken foot spiritually because we want to do it our own way. I know what's best for me. Instead of opening our heart and doing it safely and walking in Jesus' way. We want to hold on to something. You know, all of us have had hurt and heartache and misery and stress and tears. It's because God made us in his image. He has those same things. But he says, I love you. Here's how you keep going on. Here's how you do the right thing when those things happen to you. You love your enemies. Tough to do, folks. Jesus did it. What a great example. For years and thousands of years, people didn't have to love their enemies. They could go kill them. We were studying about it in the Old Testament on Bible class. Just kill them. They don't love God. They don't follow God. Just kill them. Wipe them out. Wipe their children out, their wives out, their animals out. Burn all their houses to the ground. It's okay with God. Jesus comes and says, listen, you guys just can't get it. So here, I'm going to walk down here for 33 years and show you how to treat one another. How to follow God. I'm so thankful he did. Because I would be a mess without Jesus in my life. I don't know about you guys, but I came to that realization a long time ago. When I walk safely, I'm walking with God in his way. And I don't stumble. Proverbs 18, it is written, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. A rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own esteem. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. What a great few verses that talk about Jesus, that give us what is safe, righteous, The righteous run to it. Those people who are doing the right thing run to Jesus. Not away from Him. Not hide. You know, you're either going to run away, or hide, right? When something happens in our lives, what are you going to do? You're going to call on the name of the Lord, who is a strong tower? You got to call out to Him. Now, we can call out on the behalf of each other. But you know what? Whatever Brother Tom struggled with last week, I don't know. Because he didn't tell me. And whatever I struggled with last week, Brother Tom didn't know. Because I didn't tell him. But I can tell you, both of us talked to Jesus about it. We went to the safe place. It is safe. The righteous run to it. Folks, when's the last time you run to Jesus? How many of us say, I got to run to the store, get some groceries? Where we meet for lunch? Okay? I'm running late. I got to make it to work. What time are we eating lunch today? How many of us say, hey, I'm running to Jesus today? Hey, I'm going to a safe place. I'm going to click on my computer and open up the Bible and read a little bit. Proverbs 29 is written, an angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abounds in transgression. Excuse me. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. He swears to tell the truth but reveals nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in his way is an abomination to the wicked. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be saved. Well, how's that word trust work in our lives? You know? My wife's driven one of my trucks. My wife don't drive my trucks very often. Now, is it because I don't trust her? No. It's because she had her own car. She has driven them some. I'm just jesting a little bit. But when Lucas and Hannah were in our house, okay? I grew up in a household, I think my dad had I only got to drive my dad's vehicle once or twice, period. From the time, you know, I was 16 and could get driver's license to when I was, you know, 18, when I moved out. Sometimes we do the same thing, folks, with our hearts, with our minds, with our thoughts. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust anybody else. So we find it even harder to trust in God. We want to rely on ourselves, as our first passage talks about. Self-righteous. But whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Our last passage this morning comes from the book of Luke in chapter 15. And it's part of prodigal son. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But his father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this is my son, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And he began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and he came and As he came, he drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked, "What these things meant?" And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed a fatted calf." But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore the father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed a fatted calf for him." And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound. There's times in my life that I've found myself like the older brother, complaining about what I have, what I've been given, what I've been blessed with. God's holy word says, be content with what you have. Follow me. It is safe. Today, God has given us safety in his word and in his blessings. And we should compare our lives to Jesus and be thankful that we are children of the Most High God serving him. Not to be disappointed that somebody has a newer car than us. Okay? Or newer something, or something else. That's like the older son. I'm doing what's right. Folks, this is going to happen at work all the time. You can be the best employee you can, somebody else can get the raise. That happens in life. It's safe in Jesus. See, when we put our hopes and trust in money and in wealth and prestige and our careers, guess what? It's going to let you down. It's going to let you down. Jesus will never let you down. It's always safe in the kingdom of heaven with him. And in closing this morning, a recap, it is safe. It's not tedious. It's safe to have counted loss for Christ. That's a good thing. It is safe to gain Christ and to be found in him. It is safe to know him and his power and his sufferings, to understand he was here because he loved us. It is safe to obtain the resurrection from the dead. It's great to know we're going to live for eternity because we're following him. It is safe to escape safely when we're in times of trouble. It is safe to trust in the Lord, our God. It is safe to run to him. Not to hide, not to run away, but to run to him. And it is safe to be received safe and sound. It's good to be here among those of like faith. If you haven't placed your soul, your heart, your mind in him, into his safety, we offer that invitation this morning as we stand and sing the selected hymn.